This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Marilyn Musgrave of the Susan B. Anthony List. She was project director of the Votes Have Consequences campaign, targeting different members of the House of Representatives who went against their professed pro-life stand, particularly in approving the president's health care bill, which was passed back in March. 20 different members of Congress were targeted, 15 of them lost, and one Democrat who actually stuck with his anti-abortion principles was supported by the group and was successfully reelected. And Marilyn, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. What a night. I'm sure most of us stayed up all night watching this, but again, our top targets, Democrats who had campaigned as pro-lifers, actually had a pretty good pro-life voting record that caved on the big one, were exposed, and we had great success in that area. I don't think the Midwest especially was not in the mood for duplicity, and what a great pro-life presence in states like Indiana, and we had great success there. We had bus tours. We were softening up these candidates for defeat long before anyone else was even out there. And first of all, we tried to encourage them to stay true to their pro-life principles. But when they ran away from that, then we had to go after them. And we took out our top tier was Bart Stupak, Alan Mullahan, Brad Ellsworth, Steve Driehaus, Kathy Dahlkemper, Joe Donnelly, and the only one that was not defeated was Joe Donnelly. And Steve Driehaus was especially notable in that on our bus tour, we were very blunt in exposing these members that left their pro-life principles. Then we thought we're going to put up billboards and talk about their betrayal. And Steve Driehaus went after the billboard company that we were trying to get to put up the billboards, and we were working with them, and hid behind an Ohio Elections Commission that thus far has successfully prohibited our free speech in this election, telling his constituents that he voted for taxpayer-funded abortion. But at any rate, when the billboard company decided they didn't want to do it, they were afraid of Steve Driehaus and the Ohio Elections Commission. We went on radio and redoubled our efforts, and he was handily defeated last night by a great pro-lifer, Steve Chabot. What a good night.
Steve Chabot, who, of course, is a former member and actually lost to Driehaus in the Democratic surge of 2008. Chabot is the author of the partial birth abortion ban legislation, which has withstood Supreme Court scrutiny not that long ago. In terms of the Driehaus story with all the different government agencies getting involved in that, his claim, of course, was that he thought it was a distortion of his record. But what did it say to you that he went to that length to try and stop that message from getting out?
I believe that he realized that the life issue was key in his race, and if his constituents realized what he had really done, they would turn him out. And having been in politics a long time and been in three congressional campaigns, it is the ultimate in contact sports. But you know what? If Steve Driehaus wanted to get the message out that, he didn't vote for taxpayer funding of abortion, he could put up billboards. He could put radio ads. But no, instead, he hid behind the Ohio Elections Commission. And it's just amazing to see that kind of cowardly response in a candidate.
In terms of the health care debate and its impact on this midterm vote, it's probably impossible to quantify exactly, but given the overall unpopularity of the bill, particularly in some of the districts that you were targeting here, how much of it do you think is voter revulsion at the idea of the general health care agenda that was passed, and how much of it specifically dealt with how these supposedly pro-life members dealt with the abortion component?
Well, I think there were so many reasons to hate the health care reform, but I think especially to repugnant to people who are concerned about spending, out-of-control spending, and then all of this health care reform. I mean, then to have them realize that this included taxpayer funding of abortion. There are many people out there that wouldn't even consider themselves pro-life that consider that repugnant. Up to 70% of Americans oppose taxpayer funding of abortion. Yet this pro-abortion administration and leadership in the House and the Senate with the cooperation of these so-called pro-life Democrats who had the ability to shut it down, to stop it. Look what they've done. There's a huge disconnect with a majority of Americans self-identifying as pro-life, a majority of women, more and more young people, and yet this administration with the leadership of Pelosi and Reid, and again, because of the so-called pro-life Democrats voting yes on it, this legislation, the greatest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade, was passed while people in the United States oppose government funding, and they also, again, a majority of Americans are pro-life.
We're talking with Marilyn Musgrave of the Susan B. Anthony List. She directed the Votes Have Consequences Project. And Marilyn, I just want to spend one moment on one other race in particular, because when you look at the list of those you were targeting, some might say, well, they're just a conservative organization working hand-in-hand with the GOP. So I want to look at Illinois 3, Dan Lipinski, who is a Democrat that you ended up supporting in this because of the fact that he stayed where others had been, and that's opposed to the health care bill because of the abortion component. What was the role of the group there?
Well, we wanted to protect Lipinski. We raised money for him. We do bundling. We did radio ads for him, praising him. What a man of courage. I mean, just outstanding, amazing courage. It's so refreshing. And I just was on a conference call with other pro-life groups. We are all going to stand with Dan Lipinski. I might add, he and Chris Smith from New Jersey have sponsored legislation that will be in the 112th Congress that says statutorily we will prohibit taxpayer funding of abortion. I mean, what courage. It is notable when people are really upset with Washington to see this man stand against the president, stand against the Speaker of the House, and take a stand for life that should be lauded by pro-life people around this country. And Susan B. Anthony List will stand with Lipinski, and one of our main objectives, we'll work on that legislation with him, trying to see that passed into law. And you and I know in that arena, just putting the bill forth is an encouragement to the people around this nation who hold the sanctity of human life very dear and find taxpayer funding of abortion especially repugnant. Another piece of legislation that we're very interested in is brought forth by another great pro-life leader, Mike Pence of Indiana, saying no taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in this nation. And those are things we have to work on. We had some great victories last night. We had a couple of bitter disappointments in Nevada and California, but we do have a pro-life woman in the Senate now, Kelly Ayotte, and more pro-life women in the House. And there's much work to be done, but our numbers have increased, and we're going to fight the good fight.
Marilyn, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll let you get some sleep now.
You're welcome.
Marilyn Musgrave is the director of the Votes Have Consequences Project at the Susan B. Anthony List. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.